Oh, yo, yo, what up, Frost, Frost, yo, it's Tiggs.
Yo.
Yo, it's James, Frost Talk, Smack. Huh? Why don't you just come closer to here? Hey, yo.
Shout out to Griselda playing in the background. Shout out to Griselda. Game, Fab, Drop New Shits, Ozuna, Black Youngster. A lot of new shit coming out. The three I cared about was really Griselda, Fab, and Game. I haven't heard of that shit too much. Game, he played a little bit, some dope.
Come over to me.
He was playing a little bit of Game earlier, so I was pretty dope. Fabulous, I fuck with Fabulous shit. I feel like Fab is always a consistent artist.
Why is Fab so underrated when it comes to like the top artists of like the 2000s or even of the past?
Not for nothing, yo, fuck that. Yeah, for an artist, like fuck the rapper shit. He's an artist, bro. He is mad underrated as an artist, like for no reason. I feel like he has like his R&B style, he kills it. His straight rapping shit, he kills it. He's never up there in the charts.
I don't even think he's in like the conversation of most people when you talk about like top.
Who's the greatest? Yeah, who's the greatest?
He's not up there on charts. Yes, he is. He puts out a hit like every year.
I think he's up there on the charts.
One hit every year. I feel like he makes more than that.
Not. I understand what you mean, but like not like in a conversation that's like one of the best ever.
Yeah,
which I think he is. I think he should be up there. He's nasty. That nigga's nice.
He's what Lloyd Banks could have been if he stayed consistent.
I ain't gonna hold you. There was a point in time where I thought Lloyd Banks was better.
Kind of. I think Banks had better projects. Hunger for More too, and like.
And then when both of them made a song together,
I personally did like
Kanye West and Swizzy.
I personally did like Throwback Fabulous more, like Street Dreaming and all that shit. Like
that nigga. Nah, I like his new shit. Summertime Shootout 3 is fire. That bomb shit was stupid.
His mixtape shit's be ill.
Introduction to it.
His mixtape's be ill.
That bomb.
Nah, you know what?
That B2. That
you know what was ill? That shit he had with Jadakiss. That Freddy vs. Jason.
That was ill.
That shit was ill.
I like the Soul Tips from Fab the most.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Those are my favorite shits. The Soul Tips is my favorite shit from Fab.
That's that. Like I feel like that's what he's his most like genuine.
One of my favorite Fab songs is Louis Vuitton with J. Cole.
He's
that
pretty.
Shit was real shit.
I think when he does on tracks, bro, he's real like genuine. He's more himself. A lot of people aren't like that. You don't get that too much from certain artists.
And then he's still relevant. He's not like an old. Like you don't look at him as an old school artist.
He's, every year he's consistent with shit. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That niggas out here talking about Drake. Drake.
But you do gotta admit Drake's career has been up there. Fuck like him. He's up. Been on top every time. You know,
it's
every year.
Right now.
Let's get into the fact New York Times, I believe, or Newsday. They said Drake's the reason that rapper started singing.
What? The fucking goddamn nerve. LL Cool J could take that title.
There was people doing that way before him.
I wouldn't say
and then
LL
it got
cool
to a
J.
point. Then it got to a point
There's
where
niggas around LL Cool J
shut
too.
Up. Then they got to a point where niggas started making fun of 50 for doing it. And now all of a sudden.
No.
All of a sudden there's like a popular thing
that's
and shit
happened.
Like
that's
that.
50 Cent made fun of Ja Rule for doing it and then took Ja Rule's shit and made it better.
Yeah, he did do that. That was
funny. And then they made fun of it like that was the fucking whack thing to do. And now before everybody's doing it.
Let's not forget Nelly. Let's not forget Ja Rule.
You definitely had LL Cool J way back then, bro.
You
have niggas before
that.
Name a track where Nelly's song. LL Cool J singing.
I Need Love is technically like a songish.
That's he's rapping. I Need Love.
Kind of, but he's singing it on the sense.
He's not singing it like a Ja Rule, Nelly, Drake singing. He's just saying I Need Love.
Just people before the Nelly and Ja Rule, though.
He's what, like, he's set the tone for, like, Fab to do a lot of soft records type shit.
That R&B style hip-hop.
Yeah, like, you want to say, like, that Wale, Fab kind of lane. He was the first in that lane. But as far as, like, singing.
You can't give that to Drake, though. We got to stop giving Drake too much power, bro. Drake did what he's did, but he didn't do everything. I just give it to him for his consistency on always being on top. That's it.
Don't even forget T-Pain.
Word. Chris Brown.
What was your favorite shit from T-Pain?
My favorite song from T-Pain is called Karaoke.
Okay, I remember that.
That's
one.
The funny thing. My favorite shit is the shit with him and Fab.
I tried to play cool, acting like don't pay me.
He bodied that hook.
Shout out to Fred the God. Hey, right, yeah,
I like the joint with Fab and Neo.
Making better.
Yeah.
That was a newer song than Baby Don't Go though.
Yeah, but I like that track.
So
that's my know. Like I like that shit.
And then that beat was sick too. But the Baby Don't Go shit, that shit was way ahead of its
time.
Nah,
from my all time favorite Fab track. All right, I got two. I got one for like, I guess you like an R&B style, and then one that's like more like he's just spitting style, right? So if I think either the same album or the album back to back. But Breathe is his rap, me for rapping on Fab. And then that track he did where he basically cheated on his shorty. He made a whole song about it. That nigga's wild. What's that song called? Damn, it was on a Street Dream album with Lil Mo. Oh my God. Where's my phone? I just can't remember the name of the song.
Oh, that can't leave you alone.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Can't let you go.
Can't let you go. That's the name of the song. Yeah, that's like the R&B shit. But him on Breathe, he killed that shit.
Nah, that's always fine. Uh-oh, I might be leaving the earth soon. My girl can be here. She's gonna send you perfume. It's gonna be a clip toss if I go back. Which stays in your lip gloss on my throwback. Yo, that shit was hard. That was hard.
That nigga was an OG side nigga, though.
Yo, Fab has always been the truth, man.
Nelly was an OG side nigga. Can we talk about always side nigga music? And why side niggas exist? Because low-key, they was always around. Think about the music that we grew up with, right? A lot of the R&B style shit, a lot of the singing shit. Was niggas rapping and singing about fucking another nigga's girl?
It was cool to fuck somebody's baby mom. It was cool.
Bro, Nelly, what's that even song, Dilemma? That whole song is side nigga shit.
Remember that old ass, I don't wanna know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low.
But that was
that's an ill side nigga song. The fuck you talking about?
Nah. That was him about knowing his shorty was playing him though. That was
definitely. Yeah, side nigga song. She got a side nigga.
She got
and he don't want to fucking know about it. Like
keep that shit on the low. Fucking who else? It was mad side nigga songs, bro. Fab had mad side nigga music. Nelly was a side nigga. Who else? Chris Brown probably had some side nigga shit too.
Loyal. Of course, yeah. Of course, he does. But Chris Brown.
He was upset.
Based on every single type of like R&B music possible. So that's the real king of R&B. Okay.
There's so many, but yeah, if you listen to a lot of the old songs, a lot of the shit niggas used to say, it's like, yo, they was side niggas, and we doing the shit they told us to do in these songs. You know who was the ultimate side nigga? We're gonna talk about some Spanish nigga shit. Romeo Santos.
Oh, facts.
That nigga, yo, I'll be real true, because of that song Los Infieles. This nigga dead told shorty, shh, lower your voice, keep it on the low. I used to tell bitches that all the time in high school, and it always works. Yo, mentioning that song to bitches, they be on it, son.
Okay, every time I hear 21 Savage start rapping, I want to slap somebody.
Why?
I don't know. He just got that, like...
He got that hype music, you just want to slap a bitch?
Care about call, let my call, not my call.
I think it's stupid.
Fine, bitch.
Overgrowing, so we don't want to use the word no more. Because you said in the same sentence last time, bitch and woman. In the same sentence.
I'm going to slap a nigga.
You can slap a bitch and make it a nigga too. It's called a nigga bitch. Or a bitch nigga.
Called a tranny?
Bitch nigga. Tell me you don't want to slap a bitch, nigga.
Yo, am I wrong if I want to fuck some nigga's baby mom?
Kind of, yeah.
Alright, so let me explain. We was
at it is fucked up.
Wait, what you mean?
At one point, like 5 years ago, we was best friends, right?
All
right,
now you wild.
But this is what happened. I had a crush on some shorty. Said shorty ends up fucking her, gets her pregnant. Now it's 5 years later, me and him aren't the best of friends, but I don't hate the nigga or whatever. But now that same girl wants to fuck with me.
Nah. So
if I fuck her, am I wrong?
Yeah, you wrong. That's still...
How am I wrong?
Guy code,
keep it to yourself.
Yeah. or if you do, Keep that shit. Take that shit with you to the grave, nigga.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you straight up. I done some real dirt shit that I keep to myself. So it's on you to your own discretion. If you want to do that, just keep it to yourself.
That's the type of shit. If I do it, I'm gonna brag about it.
Nah. You don't do that.
You keep to yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it. Keep to yourself.
About that shit.
That's your own personal closet. But a skeleton that you gotta bury, you feel me?
Skeleton, I'll be revenge for me, and
we'll then you still gotta live with the guilt of fucking another nigga's bitch, my nigga, or another nigga's baby moms. Trust me, my nigga.
I fuck other niggas' bitches, so how can I trust mine,
bro?
Just remember, bro.
There's some skeletons niggas don't need to be seeing, so you just keep that shit in your closet, all right? Nah, me too. I don't fuck the niggas bitch all the time type shit, bro.
Bitches be like chicken. Sometimes it's better when it's your man's, you feel me? Sometimes your man's food tastes better than your own food.
I've never...
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to hang out with you anymore.
What kind of jail-ass shit is that, nigga?
Yo, bro, whenever you come over here with some leftover chicken wings from like the Chinese food spot, they be busting better down than when I go to Chinese food spot myself.
That's different, though. That's different. First of all, no, it's not. First of all, no. Fuck out of here, nigga. That's me. I offer it to you. That's not like me throwing, putting it in the garbage can.
Nah, and you go in the garbage can, take it out, and eat the wings. Forget that version.
That's what the fuck that's like.
Don't get too deep into it. He's talking about how it just tastes when you get it for him versus him getting it himself. So he's saying basically your pussy would be taste better than he go get his own pussy. You feel me?
I'm saying it's better.
It's better when another nigga's funding her and I'm just fucking her. Is that a better way of putting it?
I guess.
No headaches. Tell me not, though.
Fifth. That's it.
That's no headaches, son. Fifth. When it ain't your bitch, you don't got to worry about no problems, no headaches, you don't got to worry about
his
nothing.
His name is 9 to plead 5th.
9 to 5th, nigga. Nah, 9 to 5th.
That's the first track on my album, 9 plead 5th.
His name is 9 to 5th.
Fuck you mean? My name is 9. I work 9 to 5. I feed the fifth, all right.
Yeah, they still going on the same track. Jesus Christ!
I know this. Did the beat change?
Nope. Kind of. It did. Yeah.
I didn't know.
It sounds like some self shit.
I didn't notice that the first go around. I gotta give you some other go around. I fucked with it though. The first time I listened to it, I fucked with it.
They switched the beat up when 21's verse came on. That's what happened.
Yo, I want to talk about Black Friday shopping. I noticed a lot of people weren't actually shopping. And niggas was like, oh, I can't find this. This was sold out. Even Farrell told me about some shit, right? I went online Thanksgiving and on Wednesday and brought everything I need to buy. If you go online, they do the deals from Monday online. Online.
Can we talk about how some 40-year-old nigga at my job didn't know what the original origin of Black Friday was?
Oh, damn. Wait, nah, because that information is a little kind of hidden to a lot of people.
Yeah, you know it, right?
But I didn't learn that from school. School, that was something I had to figure, like,
yo,
I had to find myself,
I learned
though.
That shit in school.
Yeah?
I swear to God.
I had to, like, sit there and learn that myself.
I mean, look at niggas like they dumb. But nah, they be having Black Friday still starting from, like, Monday.
What we were oblivious to in school, though, that they did teach us. Was the real meaning of Thanksgiving and what really happened? And that shit flew over everybody's head until now that we're more like quote unquote woke.
So you like have a little playlist for each one.
But I've been noticing that though, the minute I come, like you just playlist,
shuffle,
playlist ready.
I don't like when we pause looking for a song from that long.
I feel you, but I like that you also have a like. Episode
already,
yeah, like whatever the name of episode is, type shit. Like, this is it shows the date and everything you made this. So, you made this shit during the day.
I'm gonna make a time capsule at the end of the year of the best songs from each playlist.
And nigga, we should sell a burnt CD, the Frost album.
Facts,
you're a burnt CD called the Frost album. Sell it,
yo, bro. When we get famous, we're gonna have like live podcasts. It's gonna be cool. Yo, A Boogie's like feature of the year this year.
Feature? Yeah.
A Boogie been killing shit.
My nigga was on Rick and Morty, son.
I wouldn't give him that. I'd say.
Who got featured the year now?
I say he's he's amazing at making hooks and shit.
Facts, but definitely, like, that's definitely his. You don't think he was featured the most this year?
Like his creative process, if he does the hooks first and then from there,
probably
he works on like
he could probably do that.
You know,
but you don't think
Jeremiah,
what?
And Ty Dolla Signs, they work with like one producer, and they knock out mad hooks. And usually, the producer like Hitmaker or Mustard or whatever, they shop them around to other artists. So that's why you have Jeremiah on so many different people's shits because he makes mad hooks at one time.
Oh, I could do that though. But you when we was fucking around that, you want to get high with me? I got
Unforgettable once by or French twice. Was originally a Jeremiah song.
Oh, where? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then French heard it.
Oh, French destroyed that.
He
though.
Was like, "Yo, let me."
I still want to know. I still want to know how French Montana got a hold of Sanctuary sample.
I only know it's hard to pay for.
Bro, like, do you know how nerdy you have to be to have ever heard that song?
That might
have
been the producer, Black Metaphor, though.
Yeah,
because bro,
you have to literally have played Kingdom Hearts to have ever heard that song. Facts, but that shit kills me every time I hear that song because I just can't believe that like, this nigga really took a Kingdom Hearts song and made a fire ass track.
I had a comparison that French is like the new Noriega in the sense of like
his production and shit.
No, he's not his style. The most lyrical, spiritual nigga, but he's saying some shit.
Nori had bars. His first album.
It was one of those niggas be high
first
shit.
First album, he had bars.
That's what it is, right? Niggas be high shit.
But I guess he, you know, he was solidified. He had his first platinum record and shit. He got Pharrell popping. You know, he was good. Yeah.
I didn't say it was whack.
I didn't take it serious.
I don't think it was whack. I just think it wasn't
the most lyrical shit.
It wasn't.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It wasn't like.
I don't think he was the most lyrical nigga ever, but he definitely had bars.
I feel like I actually brought you sometimes too.
What?
Like I'm not gonna hold you.
Sometimes, but he be having bars.
I'm not gonna hold you. Sometimes he just be saying some dumb shit.
Yeah, but that's how you feel about Wizard too. Like
can y'all give Riff Raff a chance?
I like Action Bronson though.
Yeah. Can y'all give Riff Raff a chance? That nigga's so stupid, it's funny.
No,
son. Like if you want to talk about French Montana be the rockest rapper, this nigga is so whack that he just is comical to me.
I didn't say
to.
French Montana was whack at all. That's not
you
what
said
I said.
He's the wackest rapper.
I didn't say that.
The wackest best rapper.
I didn't say that, bro. I didn't say. When did I say that?
All the time before.
No, oh yeah, but nah. Cause he's not, like I said, he's not lyrical, the, like, spiritual, the best,
yeah.
And he be saying shit that'd be like, all right, that's facts.
That's what I'm
saying. The nigga did a song with Lil Durk like not long ago. He's saying
French.
Yeah, the nigga was like, I don't date, I rather pay for choach. I'm like, that's real shit. Sometimes, like, nigga, if I'm rich as fuck, I don't want to date a bitch. Like, come over here.
Not for nothing, but even if you're rich though, if you really gotta sit there and try to either.
It's not about trying. It's not. No. It's you paying to leave. That mentality.
Nah, but I just want to get into that though with the bitches, bro. Like, whether you're rich or not, if you're sitting here trying to take a bitch out on a date and you're trying to fuck, you're going about the shit all wrong and you got no play. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck how good gangster
think,
you think you are, how rich you are.
I think that's why some niggas just rather just sit there and be like,
I'm going to pay.
Yo, here, take. Buy this. Here, here's this bag. This fuck. Rather than let's play around and let me date you for a few and find out we're not gonna be.
Yeah, but
together.
Bitches ain't stupid. You sit there, take a shorty out on a date. That girl just got a free meal. She ain't fuck probably never hit you up again.
Yeah, I don't see.
What'd you do?
I don't see first time dating that many bitches. I see him fucking them.
But even fuck even trying to date my nigga. I mean, yeah, he's fan from Montana, so bitches gonna sit and try to fuck. But for a nigga to sit there, have to sit there and say some shit like, "Oh, I rather
you
just
can't say
pay for choke."
Like a Khloe Kardashian or Shania Lathan or
nah,
Katrina
nah,
or
celebrity,
Iggy
yeah,
Azalea
they did. Celebrity,
like,
they
let's
did.
Give my son some credit.
That's
like,
different.
He's
that's
celebrity.
That's celebrity. But like, if you just going after a shorty, like, shit, you don't gotta take a girl out on a date just try to fuck. Like, that's really your agenda. You just, you know. You got no play if you got to fuck a paper pussy.
That's why another favorite bar he said in the last shit he just dropped the intro. He's like, keep it honest with a bitch and they think you God. Because niggas be really faking and shit. You're just telling the truth. And see, that's what I'm saying.
That's real though.
So I'm saying he has some real shit here and there. Like,
that's real.
Yo. I feel you. What else?
Is there any exception to breaking the bro code?
Depends what code we talking.
Any code in general.
Wow, that shit went all the way under the couch.
That shit's back there.
Y'all gonna say that shit's gone, son. I didn't even know that. I don't know, oh, man. I need an example, bro. Bad. You gotta just come up with an example. You can't just... That's too vague. I need to know which bro code to give the proper example. I can't just say yes or no. You trying to fuck a nigga's bitch? Like, what we doing?
I'll give you an example. Alright, so say you and Nine are chilling, right? Nine brings somebody around that you don't really know, but you guys meet for the first time, you guys are cool. A week or so later, you see that same person talking to some girl that Nine's talking to, and they're hanging out on a dating shit. Now, you tell Nine... Not ignores you. He's like, yo, fuck, I asked my man. Nothing was crazy. A week later, you see the same shit happen again. What do you do?
Mind your business, because Nine already said fuck it.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you try to tell a nigga that his shorty's creeping or that his nigga doing him wrong, the nigga basically tells you, yo, fuck off, and you see it again, fuck off.
Yeah. But now, what if that same bitch comes on to you?
Nah.
But then you tell Nine, and Nine's like, no, she's for everybody.
Like I said, you fuck off. That's it. You fuck off.
But what if Nine tells you, go for it?
Oh, that she's a scooty, then that's on you if you want to touch that. But... That says more about you as your character and your integrity than anything.
So if you hit it, you're wrong.
Yep, pretty much.
Lon offered me some shit like that before. That's why I asked you.
With a bitch?
That I knew he kind of cared about, but he was like, nah, she's flirting with you, nigga. Go hit that. And then I was like, this feels like a setup. I'm not hitting this. But then later on, he told me.
Like a setup to test.
Later on, though, he really told me, like, nah, if I wanted to hit it, I could have really hit it. And he's like, you should have, because that was the best head I ever had. And I was like, yo, suck my dick.
I'll be real with you. Sometimes niggas are shared, but niggas also have that, like, property, like, aspect. I don't know what it's about guys, especially when they try to be, like, this macho alpha male. They have this thing with, like claiming shit. Feel me? So, like, he might have felt the way, or you think he might have felt the way. Pretty much just like on some alpha male shit, like, yeah, that's my bitch type shit. But he was passing her around. It happens all the time, bro. Niggas get caught up, feeling away some shit, because your bitch you fucking is, you see her not fucking somebody you know or some shit, and you feel away like, yo, I was fucking her first. But, you know, at the same time, you don't give a fuck.
Fucking baloney, stony, phony. You smell like.
I was gonna ask you something. Fuck. Fuck, yo.
I don't know, but you know what? I wanna start doing.
Who are you just talking about?
I'm gonna get you right now. You wanna start doing? I wanna start playing board games.
You can play Jenga right now.
Like, nah, I don't like Jenga too much. It's annoying to me. But like, yeah, like I brought this shit that I play with my daughter. It's like 100 games or something like that, right? Or 50 games. Like, we got Shoots and Ladders, Parcheesi, shit like that.
I'm about to say I fuck with Parcheesi.
Yeah, I got Parcheesi on that shit. You know what I want to get? I want to get that game, I think it's called, was it Mystery or Clue? The one, I think it's called Clue, right? The old joint with the, you got to figure out who did it.
Clue, yeah.
Yeah, for me, like, I like playing shit like that.
That's the OG heads up before they had the cards and the fucking.
Oh, no, so maybe it's not Clue. I think it's something else.
That's it. No, it's Clue, is it? You got the little shit on the thing. You got to figure out who the fuck.
No, not that game. The one where you got to, it looks like it's a board game. You got to figure out with clues who killed who or whatever.
Yes. No. What I'm talking about. It's a board game. It says Clue, mad big on the fucking box.
But I think you're describing the shit where you got to flip down the
No, couch. That's, it's the same fucking game, but different ways you play it. Clue, you play with fucking dice and all of that shit. That shit,
you get cards that tell you where the clue is. You got to put like the weapon in a certain room.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I used to work at Toys R Us. Come on, man. I do all the games and everything.
Her Toys R Us is coming back.
I used to play that shit a lot more.
Jeffrey's Toy Box. That's what it's called.
I think they gotta fail again. They don't understand the reason why people needed Toys R Us. People needed Toys R Us because of the exclusive shit Toys R Us had sometimes. But other than that, people just always do online shopping.
Go back up. Where?
This?
Yeah, this one's a really good go down.
We got some new shit with some news. Any tragedies going on?
Huh? Any what?
Any tragedies around the world? Man.
Tragedies? How you sound?
That's no, like, because it'd be some shit like a hurricane destroyed a village or some shit. Around social media, so.
You got Google, though.
Is it sad that we get our news from social media like that?
Yes.
But you without social media, don't you think you should like have like another like means of getting news?
I have the news app from Apple, but I don't feel like they give me the news I need to know. They be giving me a lot of political shit. Sometimes it be dumb shit, like BuzzFeed.
Are we excited about a Fat Joe Eminem song?
A what?
Fat Joe Eminem song.
Probably. We'll be mad at it. Be mad at it if it sucks. It's one of those caca fucking club songs.
When you're smoking in the cold outside middle of the night, I want to be your best friend. See, this is what I don't like with some artists. When I start making music like this, and you actually listen to what they're saying. I don't know who's recording. You recording stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like when niggas start, like, if you pay attention to what some niggas be saying when they start blowing up, it says dumb shit. Like, they get too into the ego of, like, yo, I'm hot now. But I think there's artists that just make shit to be singles, and then they have the content on their albums. I like how some people are better off as features.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But the order from Chinese food. Oh yeah.
Anything we want to talk about?
Nah.
Waiting for Attack on Titan drop a new fucking anime season. When is it coming out? Sometime next year, probably February. Yeah. My Hero Academia is pretty good.
Shut the fuck up.
That's how I feel.
I'm sorry, man. I just.
What else? That's it. Tokyo Ghoul's done. I got nothing else to watch. I'm waiting for Attack. I already read the manga. I just want to see the anime now.
We've been watching Watchmen. You don't watch that.
Word. Watchmen's been good. Fire. I appreciate it for what it is.
What else?
Let's see. I don't know. I gotta get into new animes, man. That's the thing. I gotta start watching new shit.
I told you, watch Iron Blood Orphans. It's on Netflix. Watch.
Oh, that Netflix.
Ow.
I know where to get it at.
Yeah, there you go. Fucking told you watch fucking this.
I do wanna watch Mob Psycho 101 too. I'm not gonna lie.
Watch Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I heard that was good.
Watch man, there's a couple of shit. Samurai 8.
Is that the Netflix shit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Seis Manos is a Netflix shit.
Oh, yeah.
You guys see Disney doing anime soon?
Some form, maybe. Disney Japan is going to be doing some shit. Yeah, I can picture that, bro. They do have a collaboration with Studio Ghibli. So, I wouldn't be surprised. Everything is money grab, bro. They got to figure out ways to catch people's attention and shit. What was your favorite album of the year so far? Because the year's about to be over. You can't tell me you ain't listening to nothing because you listen to some shit.
I listen to certain albums.
So. You could say Jaden Smith if you want.
I forgot he dealt with that. I mean, I think he had a great production. That's tough, man.
Honestly, I have to give it a Dream though. I think Dreamville should get album of the year. That was a great.
I'm not talking about for the Grammy. I'm just talking.
Nah, I think. I mean, for me, period. Dreamville. I think production, everything they dropped on it, the time that they dropped it, is great because people still listening, they still playing that was music, you know, them songs. So I think it was a dope album. Probably the best one I heard all year.
Like, personally, for me, I fuck with Young and Maze, Gangstars, and St. John's are, like, all top to me right now. But I think it was just kind of like a... I think it feels more like a slow year because last year just... It was so much shit.
You know, it feels like a little bit... Everybody's kind of dipping their toes in the water. It feels like everybody's testing the diversity this year, seeing what they can do. And it's slowing up, but they're heating up. I think next year everybody's going to come out strong. And it's not by next year, the year after that, everybody's going to drop some shit. Because watch, you're just going to have 1 year where just everybody's dropping something.
Does it make you feel old now, though? Like, the niggas that we grew up with, like, Big Sean, A$AP Rocky, like, that generation's kind of, like, they're the OGs now? Niggas like Big Sean, A$AP Rocky, Big Crit, J. Cole,
the older, the
Kendrick,
A$AP, Mac. All of these niggas, that's it. They're vets now. They're all vets. All the new niggas is like what are they, fucking sophomores now? I want to see the type of music we've been getting this year and kind of like the last year. I want to see what the next generation is going to bring us. I want to see what they got to offer.
I want to see less auto-tune.
For a fact, yeah. I want to hear more natural shit.
I want to see less trash-ass ABC rap. Everybody with this fucking same-ass flow over and over and
over. I'm saying, I want to see what they're going to bring to the table with the type of music everybody's been dropping. Because everybody's been taking it back to, like, the 90s, 2000s.
I think that's only New York niggas. I think that's only, like...
That's a rare few of the new niggas that's doing that shit.
I think
a rare few.
A lot of the artists out of New York are just a whole different breed from some of the artists. And that's made me be biased.
The new niggas from New York don't sound like they from New York.
Nah. Some of them do.
Bro, you're not telling me, what's this, the little TJ sounds like he's from, bro, he don't sound like
I'm
he,
saying,
he don't sound
I'm
nothing
saying
New
not
York,
him, but I'm saying like niggas, I'm talking about like the Davies, Casanova, Don Q, Young M.A.
That's what I'm saying.
They rep their
rare
hoods,
few.
Yeah. But we need, I want to hear what these new cats is going to bring up in the next generation.
That's the class of New York I want to win because I want their sound to be, I feel like their sound is so authentic rather than depending on auto-tune or depending on radio success. You feel me?
they're not from the end, and I hope niggas could be able to clear it more, but I want to hear more sampling, bro. Sample these old tracks. And not just like old shit, but I mean like be authentic. I want to hear somebody who's sampling some like, you know, fucking Miles Davis or some shit, or some like Nina Simone shit. So I know for a fact, yo, this nigga used to really grow up with this shit type shit. But this nigga really listen to this music, you feel me? A lot of these artists that play shit like that, they actually listen to these jazz hits and shit like that when they're in their spare times, when they're in the studio listening, trying to come up with a song or some shit. So we need something like that. Not no more, like he said, ABC raps. We gotta stop having everybody try to copy everybody. Even if you come up with something that's similar, just be original about it.
Most original nigga in 2019 was Lil Nas X.
For his time, it's been a while since we had somebody that had some type of country rap style.
What you think about that?
What?
Most original nigga in 2019 was Lil Nas X.
Sure.
I didn't say the best. I said most original.
Sure.
Nigga said sure. That's like a fuck out of here.
Now sure. I can give it on originality because it's been a while since we had somebody like that. That's how it was probably.
Been a while since we had a gay black cowboy since Will Smith.
Why does the sexual orientation even matter?
It's just a joke, bro.
There's the hate, bro. There's the hate.
It's not the hate, bro. I don't hate gay guys.
Got touched one time.
Never.
Fucking. Yeah, before him, it was this dude kind of with the country style shit, motherfucking Post. And before that, it was really what, Nelly? Chingy, maybe?
Nelly.
Nelly lasted longer. I like a lot of female artists coming out now, lately. Especially some of them that like they're incorporating their original language into like English rap. So they'll have like a bar with like half Spanish, half English, or like a Arab chick will be having like a half bar, half English. Yo, look, you ever listen to some of these Arab chicks rap, bro? They be killing it. They be having little flows. Pay attention to all these underground people, son. They be having some shit.
Can we have this debate of Young and May or Rhapsody?
Oh, I'll give it a Rhapsody all the way through.
I gotta give it to Young M.A.
Yeah?
Young M.A. is so much harder to me.
I think maybe, yeah, like as far as like a hard rapper. And now
I'm gonna find lyricist.
Lyricist, I have to give it a Rhapsody.
I gotta give it to Young M.A.
I think M.A., because she has punchlines and she can deliver, but I think Rhapsody really has this crazy lyricism. And it's real smooth. She reminds me of like an old.
That kind of goes into the debate of like, I guess like, that's not fair because it's two different types of. Because one is really just street raps,
and one's poetic. This bitch is kind of like Erykah Badu type shit, bro.
It's like putting Fab against, like, Cole. Like, it's not really fair.
It's different.
Yeah.
Two different lanes.
Two different lanes. Two Arizona children, five found dead, one still missing after being swept away from floodwaters from heavy storms, like what? We was talking about.
God damn. That was dark.
You acting about some shit in the world.
I hope they find that child. It's crazy though, like no matter where you live, like some shit can just go down like that.
We watched that show yesterday about the comeback to New York. In some senses, what was that show? It was a show, and it was like, they wanted people to come back to New York after.
Oh, The Watchmen.
Yeah.
After that shit.
So that's kind of like, when you have faced with natural disasters and shit, like, why do you still live there after a certain amount of time that it happens?
Yeah, I can do all that. That's like the Mandalorian, though. People have roots. In those areas, they have roots there, so it's like my grandfather grew up here, from the shit like that. My grandmother grew up here, my whole family was raised here, type shit. From it took a lot for my family to leave Puerto Rico, bro.
Yeah, you believe that they were planning that shit on Puerto Rico so that they
could
come take it over?
Oh, the weather, yeah, man, how fucking yeah.
I'm big on that conspiracy.
I'll take that, hell yeah. All the shit I've been reading, everything I know, yeah. It's some shit, bro. A lot of people who don't know about Puerto Rico, whether you're Puerto Rican or not, There's a book called War Against All Puerto Ricans. Y'all should read that book. There's a lot of information that's been gathered over years before this guy wrote the book. It's a lot of real shit. It's stuff that actually happened. So, you know, there's no bias and there's nothing like somebody's opinion. This is real information. And it's fucked up what they've been doing and still doing in Puerto Rico. Oh, Burnsies.
Oh, yeah?
Interesting, right? Mobster's son says he knows where Jimmy Hoffa is buried and who kills him. Who killed him?
Yo. What's the first rule, son? Why are you snitching? Is it snitching if the nigga's been dead for a minute? Yeah, but why are you coming out with this information? Feel me? What do you have to gain from this?
He says he's been carrying the secret for 5 years and finally wants it out.
Oh my god, 5 years.
I know where Jimmy Hoffa is buried, absolutely, says Philip Moscato Jr. He also says he knows who killed him, Mob Hitman, Sally Bugs.
This nigga snitch.
Yo, he give him location, his dates.
Wow.
Gee, he snitch. What do you have to gain from
that?
Oh, die.
It don't matter if he's in my
fault. I said he snitched, and what does he have to gain from that information? He's definitely gonna get capped, cause that wasn't cool, bro.
I feel like Italian mobs are so much more serious than black mobs. If even from this,
I'm telling you, this kid's gonna disappear, bro.
I'm more scared in Staten Island than I am in like the hood in Brooklyn or the Bronx. Shh.
The mob, it's too calm
and it's so like.
Shout out to Action Bronson and the Alchemist.
You could really disappear. Like, from, I don't know, bro. That's like Chinese hoods too, bro. I don't walk down the alleys in Chinese neighborhoods, bro. If you peep shit, bro, if you peep how like.
End up at some fried wonton.
Like, you see the videos on YouTube and shit where like white people going up to Spanish people like, oh, speak English. They don't do that to Chinese people in Main Street Flushing or in like Chinatown because they know better, bro.
Don't get fucking. Nigga, what? They'll get karate chopped by the whole mob of fucking random people.
That'll be served as the next lunch special, nigga.
Yo, shout out to fucking Flushing Main Street.
The fucking Chinese Oriental. Times Square.
Oriental Town, bro. Koreans, Chinese, Japanese.
Pick your flavor over there.
If you got a fetish, that's the place to go.
Hey, massage parlors? Talk about it.
Fucking massage parlor. You just want to go pick up a shorty.
I feel you're not in a non-stitching way, so I respect it.
You know what?
But anybody out there go to Flushing Main Street to the massage parlors? Get your nut off, feel me?
That was your Foot Locker break?
I didn't take breaks over there, bro. That shit was weird. I would go to Five Guys, though. I'm not going to cap. Recipes to Five Guys. Shout out to the Nike Tony put there.
They say they'll treat you right. Oh.
What's the number one song you fucking showed me to?
I just put on TV to be real with you.
Sometimes if I put on TV and I'm into the show, I'll be watching this show sometimes when I'm fucking.
I'll do too. I'll do it till I can keep going. I'll get distracted and I'll just keep thrusting.
I be feeling guilty.
Yeah, I'll be throwing on some shit like Home Improvement or some shit, you feel me?
Some shit you've seen already mad times?
A
I just started watching that shit so long ago again. But oh. I saw it as a kid, but I just did ask. I thought Home Improvement or some shit. If you hear a sitcom on in my house, that's me fucking. Especially when he go and what?
Is it Bounty Boy?
Maybe. I know what I think is. We know for a fact Bad Bunny is.
Nah. There's a video of him proving
Bad
it.
Bad Bunny is full on fucking Bounty Boy.
There's a video of this nigga proved it.
Ozuna?
Yeah.
Did he admit it to it?
You ain't hear what happened?
Depends on the story you're talking about. You talking about the Porto shit?
What are you talking about?
I think it was Ozuna, but he got caught up with some shit he did when he was younger for some money. He did some gay shit.
Gay porno, yes. Yeah.
But the nigga did what he did for money.
That only makes it better?
I'm not saying that, but that's like a nigga sucking dick for some crack.
Nigga, I was never 18, 19, 17 years old, broke as fuck. Like, yo, you know what? I gotta jerk off in front of another man, make some money.
That's better than him fucking somebody, another dude or some shit.
Nigga, regardless.
All he did was jerk off.
Regardless, that's not.
Yeah, y'all really sitting here talking about this?
Yeah, we talking about this.
Y'all watch that shit, first of all.
I didn't watch it, I read about it. He sounds very vivid about it.
I had a shorty watch it for me.
Yeah, all right. Let's go. Next topic. Roll on down.
Anyways, Bad Bunny's gay. Adwell, I think, maybe.
He's with Carol G, though.
Who? Adwell. He's probably bi, so is Bad Bunny.
Why is Adwell gay?
He acts it sometimes.
Yeah, it's like a jail nigga.
Bro, listen. I called this shit about Bad Bunny, and it ended up being true. So I'm calling it about Adwell.
I think he acts more like a jail nigga than anything.
A butt fuck jail nigga?
I'm not saying nothing.
Anyways,
what does it mean that they're the hottest artists now and now they're all really gay? What does that mean?
Nothing.
It's pushing a bigger agenda?
What do you mean?
Are we changing our kids to be faggots?
Why, damn, you went, damn.
That was harsh.
That flipped. That flipped.
That was harsh.
My kid listened to Ozuna, bro. Come on, I think about that.
You sound like the nigga that if you had a kid and your kid was gay, like, you'd hate that nigga.
Nah. You know, he sound like, Kevin Hart when he said his kid was doing some gay shit. He pushed him on the floor and said, no, that's gay.
You know what's crazy? I make the joke all the time about how I want my daughter to be a dyke. And I have, like, a little baseball jersey and sweatpants for her. And I'm like, I have the globe over here.
I remember my baby mom used to always try to sit there and be like, oh, my daughter's going to be right because of me, because of the way she used to dress and act and shit. Not my fault. She would walk the way I walked and everything. My little daughter just picked up on my shit. I wouldn't care if she was, though.
I'm not going to front, bro. I'm joking with the word faggot because faggot's a funny word.
Nah, we spoke about this shit the last cast.
It is a funny word, but...
We spoke about the last cast or two.
The way you said it like that, you had so much hate behind that shit.
Faggot.
Because if I was going to say all the words...
Like, you down sounded like if you had a kid and he was gay, you fucking hate him.
If I had a gay son, I would just be happy because his credit would be good.
That was such a meathead joke.
Wow, I don't know what's going on with this podcast.
I'm trying to get this viral.
I don't think, you know what, no publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Unless you're Trump. Everything you do is bad. Everybody fucking laughs at this nigga.
Because we laugh at clowns.
That nigga's a Cheeto. The fact that the rest of the world does not respect him says a lot. You ever seen when he goes to meet world leaders and niggas want to shake his hand and shit? Yeah, said that.
This weather, guys, it's a little cold outside, huh?
We not.
How do you like the New York and Morty?
We not segue, yeah, thank you. Don't segue into the fucking weather. I headbutt your ass.
I was trying to cut off the Trump thing.
Anyways, yeah.
I was trying to cut off Trump.
I like the Rick and Morty
yo,
shit.
Yo, what is this? Blizzard? You fucking cut censoring? What the
yo,
fuck
shut the fuck up! He asked something.
I feel like we talk about Trump too much.
Yo, enough. All right, that's it. Callate la bocas. You asked about Rick and Morty. I like what they're doing with Rick and Morty.
Yeah?
It's different.
but it still has the,
you know, I
it
asked,
still has that comedic.
I think it's just they're not trying to rush into a storyline.
I asked somebody how they felt, and the nigga he goes, I don't know, it's confusing. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, everything is random. I said, yeah, that's Rick and Morty.
Nah, but usually
yeah, they have like
you got to pay attention to it.
I think
they're slowing down with the storyline because they have so many episodes already signed off and agreed to.
So they already did the first season already.
But I'm saying, like, since they have like 70 more episodes to do overall, I think they're not going to commit to one storyline per season anymore. It's going to be like a grand scheme.
You don't gotta do that.
But that's what they kind of did last season.
A story every two or three episodes.
That's what they kind of did last season. It was like, it was kind of a storyline of like how the mom could have been a clone, and we don't know really.
What I liked about that last season was that like every other episode or so
it's kind of
was somebody else.
If there's
so many
endless moms, you know.
Nah, but pay attention to the last episode season. What I liked about it was that like every other episode was about a different character. You had a Jerry episode, you had a Morty episode, a Summer episode, or a fucking Beth episode. You had fucking Rick doing his own shit. So it was good. I like the way they started off this one, and then they had Jerry and Smith. What was it? A Jerry and Morty adventure.
And Morty was tight. Morty was like, fuck out of here. Morty.
Yo, I like what this nigga told his dad off. And then he just stays quiet. His dad's like, so that's it? He goes, yep, that's all. Dad, they could just rip them a new one, son. I like that Morty's low-key now becoming more like Beth, and Summer's becoming more like Jerry.
That's interesting. I didn't notice that, but you're right.
Well, I think they keep ripping on Beth all the time. On Summer now. They rip in the way Summer acting, she's acting like Jerry. And then Morty's acting more like assertive the way his mother is. Morty's growing some balls this season.
He's growing some balls. So how'd you guys seen Godfather Harlem? How you like it?
Yeah, that was good, man. That was a good episode.
He finally finished Snowfall.
I'm waiting for the season 4 now.
So let's talk about Snowfall. How about that episode 10, Bappy?
I was still a little confused.
You was confused until the intro dropped, right?
Until like the whole shit finished too, because I was like, wait, that's it. I need more. It was fire though. That show was fucking crazy. I thought it was a dream. And this nigga is really rolling up in the hoods, blowing shit up, fucking shooting shit up. This nigga fucking man boys wilding, son. And then the other nigga, that crazy nigga, ends up coming through all the blood niggas. They about to go into war and shit. That shit was blowing off, son. You could feel the fucking emotion on this nigga's face, too. What's his name? Jerome? He started, like, tearing and shit in the alley looking at everything. It's a powerful, powerful show. Shout out to all the fucking actors and actresses. They're doing their thing on this.
Queen of Slim came out. I gotta see it, but I'm watching
it. Bro, listen to that album. It is a vibe, son.
I heard a Lauryn Hill song. That was fire.
The whole album is fire, bro. It has a nice, like, jazzy, R&B, hip-hop-ish, like, vibe to it. It's very smooth. It really, really sets the whole tone of the movie.
Yo, I'm not really into movies like that. What was the movie of the year for you guys so far?
That's really subjective, because I think I've only
seen... That's my subjective, because
I said for you guys.
I'm going to tell you why it's subjective, though, because I only watch comic book-related movies.
Okay, so best one.
Action movies, you know. So.
This year.
I need like a list of like shit that came out again.
Word.
So, bro, we in November, man. Like,
yeah, I forgot everything that came out already.
Movies come out like every week and shit, you know. I know, you know, a lot of people would say The Joker. I'm not going to say that at all.
Endgame, Irishman just came out, though. Toy Story 4, Aladdin, Frozen 2, Dumbo, Joker.
Are we including just ones that came out in the theaters?
You can include Netflix ones if you want. I don't really care.
Shit like fucking movies that came out in like apps and shit, yeah.
Chapter 2 is Pokemon Detective, Godzilla, Fast and Furious.
Ooh, Godzilla was really good.
Us.
I thought fucking the Terminator shit was fire. Endgame was great, obviously. Joker was really good, but I'm not.
Wait, wait, hold on. New Mutants actually dropped?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Trailer. That's about it. But it's a rehash of the old trailer.
All right. Everything that came out, to be real with you, my favorite fairy was Hellboy.
Hellboy?
Yeah.
The new shit, really?
Yeah. I ain't really fuck with it. And then at the Hellboy, I probably put Godzilla. I thought that shit was fire. And then I put Shazam. That was everything I liked for this year. I feel like it wasn't that strong of a year for like comic book movies and shit. John Wick was fire.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Damn.
John Wick was a great action flick.
He couldn't even let me get it out. Fuck off.
John Wick was a great action flick.
John Wick was fire.
That was dope watching.
I still don't know how I feel about them making a new Matrix, but
yeah, I'm interested to see how they're gonna do it. Like what they're gonna do with the old character.
What are they gonna do with Neo? I thought Neo was.
I'm telling you, Neo is gonna become the architect, and Trinity is gonna become the Oracle.
What if they make the one a girl?
I don't care.
Because you notice that this doesn't make like.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Same thing with Terminator. I thought it was dope. She was a little badass.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
She was a little badass.
I just want to see somebody fuck her, you know? I want to see them do their thing.
Yeah, word.
The Matrix was a fire ass trilogy.
With the Wachowskis back on it, the Wachowskis.
They might make it females because they're females now. Trying to download this game so I can start playing this Jedi shit. Mandalorian is dope too. It's a good
Mandalorian.
I know you're not into shit like that though.
A lot better than I expected.
He not into Star Wars and all that geeky shit.
Nah, it's fine. You know the funny thing? My pops ain't either. But I sat him down to watch the show and he fucks with it because it's not like.
It don't seem like the way the other shit is.
More, yeah, it's more darker and grittier than the fucking.
I feel like after not in our TV shows, you could do a lot more though. You notice that? Like with TV shows, especially when it's stream exclusive, yes, more
your
time.
Your main target is not.
Oh my god, did you watch Titans finale?
Nah.
Bro.
Bro, I haven't watched that last season at all. Bro.
They give Rose her suit. They give Dick the Nightwing suit, bro.
Oh, I don't know.
But you gotta watch him wear it, son.
No, I've seen the video.
Oh my god. Yo, him and Ravager together with her costume on? Sick, son. The shows are way better than the TV fucking CW shit.
I don't know, man.
Yo, they fucked with Gar heavy. They made Gar fucking, like, Lex Luthor Corp is fucking controlling.
How y'all feel about Disney editing their, like, their early movies?
What they're editing?
They're editing, like, all the racist shit.
Yeah, adding disclaimers, and they took a scene out of Dumbo.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to be more inclined with everybody. They want to be equal. They want to be fair. They don't want no problems. They're about money. They're not stupid.
Yeah, but I feel like at the end of it, they're...
It's been out for so long, though. It's been out for so long. It's been out for so long.
Over it, like it,
like it's nothing.
To make it like it never happened. When in fact, it happened, and this is the corporation y'all built.
Until a lot of those scenes were very like iconic in the sense that you just heavily remember those scenes, you know, or those characters.
Like, I think it's for us. I think it's more for.
I think for newer gens.
The newer generation.
It's gonna be children. A lot of children on this.
Can we talk about? Why is Monique still on Netflix still?
She's still on it.
So the lawsuit was officially
dropped. You know, not for nothing, like, but her claim and shit like that. It's like, bro, I just don't think they fucked with you. Because everybody else gets paid fine.
I don't think everybody else gets paid great, but I also don't.
I want to say great, but some people get paid like fine.
Just I just don't think Monique is that funny as she thinks she is. And I think Precious was a good lick for her.
I think a lot of. People, a lot of comedians, when they can't get what they want to get, they're very aggressive and they just keep being persistent. And then they think that aggression can turn to comedy, and it's not funny. It's just you look stupid, you look pathetic. You feel me? It's like Tyrese crying on fucking Instagram and shit like that. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Tyrese, because he said he was on drugs.
Cause everybody's fucking cry. So now, should they take his kids away for saying that?
That's old news, bro.
Bro, that's my take. Oh, yeah? This nigga took a Drake shit. I'm dead. I'm dead.
But the guy's son actually on. Shit is fire, though.
This shit with J. Cole, too. No, no, no. It was Jay-Z. Even when the cops come around. Let me get Megan
some. Oh, yeah?
That's funny, though. Yeah. You know, that goes to show you anybody can take Drake's flow.
They took the hook, not the flow.
But the whole flow of that hook, that was the exact flow Drake had.
Yeah, that was the exact hook.
So it was like, I mean, not the exact, it wasn't the same lyric show.
But it was the same, yeah, I get what you're saying. From,
but like, anybody can mimic that flow, it's too easy.
I think it's hard to bring Fab up in a top 10 discussion if we don't bring up Royce, because Royce is fire too.
Low-key, a lot of people forget about Royce.
Royce got the best albums. Royce also sold out as the best person that sold albums.
He's the best lyrically. He has the most context of his music. Even if it sounds like it's random, he's really not. He's just talking about some shit.
What else?
Anything else you've been up to?
Huh?
Anything I've been up to?
School shit, regular shit.
My daughter told me what she wants for Christmas after I got her Christmas gift. You know, she tells me she wants clothes. And I'm like, God damn it, I just fucking bought all these toys and shit.
When I was a kid, I never wanted clothes for Christmas.
As I got older, when I got like past high school, I started wanting like clothes, and I was like, damn, I wanted socks stuff. And shit.
I wanted stuff.
Living on my own, Christmas was like, yo, can I get some socks for Christmas?
Living
can I get some
own,
underwear?
Living on my own, it was, yo, can you pay my rent?
It's a good portion for me, though, was Christmas. Was like, yo, don't get me nothing. Get something for my daughter. Whatever y'all want to get for my daughter. Let her have Christmas. I'll be good with that. Maybe a game or two here and there.
Oh, you guys saw this? Starbucks reportedly terminated an employee who wrote pig on police officer's cup.
What is wrong? All right. I mean, you know what? They write for that, honestly. Like, you just can't do that. Like, towards anyone, no matter who they are, you just can't do that. Especially in a place of business, like you're fucking over yourself, the
and
company.
The daughter of one of the cops tweeted out, "Thank you for writing pig. My cop is a pig. He said racist things I can't repeat." And
she admitted that
she treats women and like, secluding myself very badly.
Wow, she just came out. Wow.
The daughter wasn't the one who wrote pigs on.
I know, but she just came out straight up. Regardless of that, you know, I mean, maybe that's why they wrote it. Maybe they caught wind of some shit. But, you know, you just can't do that. Especially when you're in uniform, you're representing the company now, not yourself.
I like it. I thought that was funny.
It's too ballsy.
That's why I like it. It's ballsy as fuck. Yo, bro, when I'm working, bro, and I have my speaker playing, bro, and the cops walk in, I play Fuck 12 by Offset and Quavo.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Like fight the power.
Fight the power. You got you.
Blueface encourages new artists to buy chains, says being a rapper is a popularity contest. If we had to predict the future,
somebody stop Blueface from being a rapper, please.
In the future, if you had to predict how many more years Blueface career you say he got left?
Two.
Two? I think next summer is over.
Yeah, same.
Like, that was stupid. That's why I like a lot of niggas like 21 Savage, but they have growth. Not only just in their music, but their whole image and everything that they do, including their character. Like, this nigga's not wearing chains no more, shit like that. J. Cole stopped wearing chains and shit like that. Like, these niggas don't give a fuck about how they look sometimes. It's just all about, like, yo, what am I doing with my money?
Where am I going with this? Who am I helping?
Spotify is reportedly launching its very own music awards based off of streaming data.
But that would have to be inclined to just Spotify streams. I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, that could actually be helpful for, say, an independent artist that doesn't have a label buying the awards.
They might be able to get more recognition.
If you have, like, say, an independent artist that has the same amount of streams as somebody on a major, it might send a different message that, okay, I can get recognized if it's all about numbers. Like, somebody like, even though Russ has a partnership, somebody like Russ or somebody like Ari Lennox or someone,
I think it'll be good because the awards might actually help, like, the artist out. No matter who they are, you know, especially if it's like a little bit of extra money or whatever. Maybe they get more streams. They start putting their music out in more random streams and shit like that. Dude, my allergies been acting up.
For real?
Yo, bro, I always hated the fact that I used to go out like at 17, 16, 18, because now I feel washed up. Like, I don't want to go out to
that, bro. I don't want to do
that. That's a good thing. See, I take that as a good thing. I'm glad that I did that. Because I understood the fucking bigger concept behind fucking doing all of that shit.
See, like now,
you know, I got all of that shit out my system.
You know
what it's
for us now? Now it's like in the mid-20s, late-20s, the early-30s. It's about building your money. Fuck what I going out shit, you feel me?
I just try to keep the mentality like I'd rather go travel than go out to a club.
Yeah, man.
I'd rather try to build a company or some shit than to sit there and go to the club.
Aaliyah's music will be on streaming services in 2020.
Wait, what?
Aaliyah's music will be on streaming services in 2020.
It wasn't?
No.
What do you mean?
It wasn't on streaming services.
Well, like what services?
Check your app. What, you got Apple Music?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have a whole playlist of her on...
check it.
I don't know. What's that shit called? I have a whole thing for her on Pandora.
Like a station?
Yeah. It plays all her music.
That shit don't count, nigga.
It does.
Pandora don't Spotify counts, count. Right?
It's John Snell.
It's pretty hard.
The Black Noise.
Where the will it be, chat?
Yo, we gonna go see Russ when he comes out here?
I'm gonna go see Russ and come over to see Gashi.
This is the only... aside from some, like, singles...
You don't have her whole catalog on there, right?
Just her album. Yeah, one album.
I'd rather go with... Alright. I'd rather go with you to see Griselda.
You saw the shit they're doing. I think it's this week, actually. But Smoke Biz is doing, like, some event. And MassFed's not too far from here.
Oh, I can't go there.
It's I don't think it's this week. I think it's sometime soon, though.
What are you doing?
We out.
What are you doing?
Huh?
When is it?
I'm going to look it up.
What is he doing, though? Like, where? You're on a computer. Why don't you just look it up on a computer?
He posted on his Instagram, and it's probably faster, but I looked up there. Shout out to Stylus P for dropping another project too.
Where?
He dropped another one?
Yeah, he did. I bet, nigga, I told you.
Alright, December 21st, the Smokers Club, Benny the Butcher, ASAP 12, we smoke this, I flipped an arrow. Yeah, we can go to that since you want to see Griselda.
Well, what?
What day is that?
The 21st.
Time.
Nah,
7 p.m.
It's Saturday, I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I work.
I may or may not be
at 7 p.m.
Huh?
7 p.m.?
No, I work that Sunday.
Yeah, I won't know until like the week of. I may or may have my daughter that weekend.
I don't, I gotta be there at 6 in the morning.
I mean, not though, because the week after that whole week, I have a. The 21st is a Saturday.
Niggas is watched because niggas got responsibilities. I think that's the reason.
Nah, man, we just.
That's what it is though, but
we at that point in our lives.
But can we say, guys, no but you know what I can say? I'm not a bum ass father.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Tell me not though. Tell me not though.
But you think I'm saying wash in a bad sense? I'm saying like it's a good thing.
No, but I'm saying for a lot of niggas, wash game. There are people that sit there and be like, oh, you're always busy or this and that. Yeah, nigga, gonna take care of my kid type shit.
I hate the father that say you're on babysitting.
Nah, I'm ain't babysitting. That's my kid, bro.
I hate the father that say you're on babysitting.
Y'all can't run my kid tonight. Y'all gotta watch my kid. Like,
yo, fam, you're not babysitting. You take care of yourself.
I know where that comes from, though. Like, if it's not your night and your baby mother asks you for a favor and you gotta watch your daughter overnight or for a certain amount of time, then you're like, yo, I'm watching my kid I know where that comes from. But those type of niggas, those probably the ones that really don't really be like into it with their kids. Like I sit there, I play games with my daughter and shit like that. Yo, you know, I bought this game shit. It's like 100.
Stop! I'm gonna fucking kick you off that chair.
I'm not for that.
Fuck off.
She had that half one in the podcast. Just fuck around, right? Have that in the podcast one. Just fuck around. Like, here's a chair get kicked in the background.
That was recorded.
Wait, it's still recording?
I recorded that.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Outro.
It's still going. Outro.
Outro.
I don't know, guys.
We were just babbling this episode. I wasn't really saying much, though. But that's fine. Until next time.
Shout out to her, bro. Shout out to her.
Thank God and all that shit. A regular outro.
Happy holidays. And
why do we say happy holidays when it's just Thanksgiving?
All of the holidays, whatever religion you are, all that. That's less offensive to say happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
You tell somebody Merry Christmas and they're
happy Kwanzaa.
I said happy Hanukkah, you said happy Kwanzaa. You could go with that.
Love yourself.
And a happy birthday to you.
Happy 3 Mile.